News Radio WJPF. My friend Brad Dillard is joining me in the studio. He's the race director for River to River Run. This is 32 years, Brad?
It sure is, Tom. We keep on going and going thanks to all the great support out there.
Wow, 32 years. How many teams?
250 teams again this year, sold out in 11 minutes. So just incredible popularity across the country.
Well, I'm now on the River to River Run Facebook page, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And a member of that group. And, you know, it's literally get ready, get set. And then it's sold out.
That's correct. Yeah, teams are right at their keyboards exactly at 6 o'clock in October when we turn the registration on, and they have to get their registrations in pretty darn quick or they'll be on the waiting list for next year.
You know, whenever I ask you how many teams and you say 250, it does not do a service as to how many runners there are. 250 teams. But there's a lot more pairs of running shoes out there.
Absolutely. There's 8 runners per team, but each team can have up to 2 alternates in their vans. So we'll probably have about 2,500 people that'll be going from one river to the other on Saturday morning and creating quite the traffic jam at times on some of our rural roads.
All right. Where's point A and then where's point Z?
We'll be starting just off of Route 3 due to some damage from rains a couple years ago on Pine Hills Road. We aren't able to start from where we normally do, deep in the woods. So we'll be on Route 3 at the intersection of State Forest Road and Pine Hills Road. So we're basically having to cross off leg one, unfortunately, this year. But we'll be starting there, and then we'll be making our way east across to the Ohio.
Exactly. How far is that?
That'll be 77.5 miles with the miles that are taken off for the first exchange.
So you run 77 miles. You start at what time, and what time do you intend? Because I know your award ceremony is in Golconda at 6:45.
That's correct. We'll start at 6:30. We'll be the first wave. Teams leave about 50 per group, and we'll start every half hour until 9 o'clock, and then we'll be working our way across Southern Illinois. And the first teams will come off across the finish line about 2:30 or 3, but the majority of teams come across in the 5 to 8 neighborhood, and we'll have an award ceremony at 6:45, and we have a band that starts, and we'll be playing at 4:30 till about 7:30.
All right. I look at this from an organizational standpoint with a sense of wonder.
Well, it takes an incredible team, and I have an incredible organizing committee that puts this on. Everybody has their role. Have a veteran group of organizers, so we all know what we're supposed to be doing. And so ham radio operators with Bob Giacomo just does an amazing job of keeping the race communications going. There's still areas on the race course that you don't get cell service, so he does an amazing job. And Lee Swayze, a race volunteer coordinator, somehow manages to corral 200-plus people every year, and through the promise of a simple T-shirt, get him to sit out and give us their Saturday afternoon.
I think the Tunnel Hill stop, right? You do that in the parking lot on the bike trail. I think you should move that to the top of the hill. Because, and I remember, and this has been literally one of the first River to Rivers I was there, but I was down pond hopping doing some bass fishing with some friends. And we had to stop because the runners were going up, and the truck had a problem getting up the hill with a boat behind it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to run up this hill? You sure you don't want to jump in the back of the truck? You know, I mean, because there are some places on that River to River Run, I couldn't walk up them. I have a problem. I get nosebleed driving up them, let alone running.
There are some incredibly tough stretches, but I think that's what makes it so challenging. I think when people cross the finish line in Golconda, that's when they really have a sense of personal achievement. But it is interesting that how many people think it's a good idea in October when registration kicks on. And then about a month before the relay, I start seeing all these Facebook posts from teams looking for runners as right. I think it's all of a sudden dawned on them, hey, I've actually got to do this thing.
How can you explain to me, I'm not a runner, can you explain the allure of this to me? I think because it is, that hill is kind of like my, if I'm presenting my case to the judge why not to do this, that hill, yeah. Tunnel Hill, because that one's just like straight up. Can you explain to me why? I mean, because this is an incredibly physically, mentally challenging race. Why?
Well, and runners, as many people would tell you, are a little bit different to start with. But I think
some of the friends of mine who are runners, they say it's addictive.
It absolutely is. In this particular race, because of the hills and because of the camaraderie, I mean, you're trying to make this all happen with 7 other team members and get from one side of the state to the other within a relatively short period of time. And so it does make it for a real challenge. And out there on the race course, you meet so many people because at every exchange, they're packed with teams from all over the country. So I know lots of people that have met people out on the race course and have longtime friendships. We've even had several people that met on the race course and ended up getting married.
Oh, kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I said, I look at this with a sense of wonder, especially if you're one of those people that made it all the way and you win, because it's a long run. And then this Saturday, you've got the weather. Now, if the weather's been a problem with you in the past and you've had to stop here or there, and I could say, what do you do in the event of weather? But as a race director, you know, well, all depends on what kind of weather, doesn't it?
It sure does. Obviously, if it's just cold, we deal with that. And if it's rainy, we deal with that. You know, we're more concerned about severe weather and lightning. And we did have an issue a couple years ago, but fortunately, knock on wood.
It just rained, cats and dogs.
And we were under a severe thunderstorm warning on the back end of the race course. And had no choice but to call the race at about the 4:30 p.m. mark. Fortunately, that's the only time in the 32 years that we've had to do that, but the safety of runners and the safety of our volunteers is paramount.
And you know that this is one of the areas where my biggest concern in the years that you and I have worked together on this story, that this is where my concerns lie. Convoluted roads, sometimes a little thinner than people are accustomed to in this inherently rural area. The residents who are along the road, the people who are out on what I hope is a beautiful, partly sunny and 63 day on Saturday. There's a small chance of showers after 1:30%, but also the prospect of storms growing in the forecast. That interaction between the general public who may not be aware of the river-to-river race and the runners, that has always been one of my biggest concerns, safety, and I know yours too. What's your advice to someone driving along the road, how to interact with these teams if they're down there saying, making their way towards the chocolate factory or something like that?
Absolutely. First off, if you can avoid the area, that's the best thing to do. You know, we only affect any particular area on the race course for about 3 or 4 hours. We're a rolling wave going from west to east, so that's the best advice. But if you do have to be out and about, then just follow our volunteers, drive slow, and we are going all in one direction, so if you're going from west to east, it's not quite as big a deal as if you're trying to come from east to west across the state and go against us. But we have volunteers at every single exchange zone. Just follow their directions, and they will make sure everybody gets through, gets where you need to go. We'll delay you for a few minutes, but we just ask for your patience, because this is such an economic boon to Southern Illinois. It brings so much incredible good publicity to Southern Illinois that it benefits us all in the long run.
All right. And when this comes back to where we started, 2,000 to 2,500 counting subs for the races, staying in our hotels, fueling up, buying gear, buying gas, 250 teams. You have any idea where the farthest away?
Yeah, we've got teams coming in this year from New Mexico and Florida, and those would be our farthest teams. But those are the teams themselves. If I did a poll of the runners, I bet we have runners from all 50 states, and I know we've got at least one runner coming in from Canada on a team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it gets to this is – it's almost become I mean, 32 years, I think it's easy to call it a tradition now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I sure think it's part of Southern Illinois now.
Yeah, and really kind of interesting in many respects, first off, the why, the organization, because I'm assuming you've been out over the last couple of days with a can of spray paint.
Actually, Larry Williams, my assistant race director, is the has that honor of spray painting
marking
the race course.
Yeah. We mark
every all 80 miles of the race course, and so when you see markings out there, it's up to his good work. But we're one of the unique aspects of the relay is that we do mark every single mile. So not only the important turns that we mark on the pavement, but every single mile is marked over 80, and that's a lot of bending over, and that's a lot of getting out of the car over the course of a couple weeks.
I kind of get surprised when riders say runners rather. Say that they enjoyed the scenery, because all I know would be looking at my feet going, God, please, when is this over? Oh, please, God, let this end. So, but you know, they say one of the reasons is because of the region. It's not some circular track. It is beautiful territory. And that's one of the aspects they like.
That is absolutely, and that's what makes it sort of a tough go at times, because the rural roads of Southern Illinois weren't designed for 250, 300 vehicles on them, and that's why we ask people to go patient. But I can't tell you how many people I know that got their first introduction to Southern Illinois through the relay and come back, and they rent cabins, they go golfing, they come to the wine trails,
right.
or visit one of the breweries.
They bring their families along.
They bring their families back. Maybe that was their first introduction to SIU. So it lets us put our best foot forward here in Southern Illinois.
Brad Dillard, a race director, River to River Run, begins what time Saturday?
6:30 a.m.
And ends approximately?
Exactly at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
We roll up the carpet in Golconda.
All right, but your awards